First parak of Sulas Mishnah Dalim Sula Almana Gusha Chalutzim and Nisuyin. If a woman is married and she got divorced, or she got widowed, divorced, or her husband died and they did chalitza, if she was already fully married, she had the chuppah from the first husband, then once she goes through the chuppah with the first husband, she's considered a ba'ula as far as ksubas are concerned. Like ksubas amana, the next marriage only gets one mana. Elam tanis b'sula. And also, if we find out she doesn't have a b'sula, she doesn't lose out of b'sula. Why? Because it's assumed that she already had the ear from the first husband. Yeah. If there was some reason that she was clear that she did not have tashmish with the first husband, then there is tanis b'sula. For example, she was in need at the time she got married, and he died before she went to the mikveh. So then the second husband would have the tanis b'sula. So as a ksuba, this is still a ksuba mana, because once the nisuin took effect, she's not considered the first time marriage in respect to ksuba second. Same thing goes like yoyish shvua v'shivcha. There's a woman that sheniftun is gai v'shtach, convert that converted, or a woman that was in captivity that came out of captivity, or a shivcha that became freed. If they were in that situation, he says, they're more than 3 years old. They only get one mana. They also don't have tainus b'sula, because we assume that they were already ba'ulois before they got married to the second person.